Podcast, we're back. Scorpion Daily here again. This one's actually going to be really, really cool. As you see the title, this is going to be all about how to make a tech house track. Now, tech house is a genre. It is a subgenre of house, and tech house has been on the rise with people like Fisher and Diplo. But it basically is just combining the features of techno with house. And the term tech house really developed as a record store name for a category of electronic dance music. So it's very popular. There's a whole lot of tech house going on right now. And I just happened to make one of the coolest bangers for myself. It was really neat to kind of go into that. So I'm just going to give you guys like 10 minutes of what I think I did really well and how I really... formulated writing a new tech house song. So, one of the things that I started with, of course, was a great foundation. The drums, you got to get the drums right. House drums, have a lot of groove to it. You definitely want to have some swing in there. You want to have your hats on the offbeat. You want to have, your four on the floor. And then you want to have your snare on 2 and 4, or your clap. And, getting the tech house drums is, like, super simple. The best way that I would do it, if I was starting over, would be to grab a drum loop, a full drum loop of tech house, and then just really break it down, as in see, like, where's the kick drum hitting, where's the clap at, where's the hi-hats, where's the rides, where's the cymbals at, where's the fills, and the toms, the percussion elements. So, that's basically how I would do it. But yeah, starting with a great foundation, and then from there, once you have the foundation down, you can start to add other elements, synthesizers, of course, some pads, maybe some vocals. But the reality is, guys, like, you just have to have fun with it. And I think if you're having fun with the music, if you're a music lover, just like I am, if you're passionate about it, it's going to come somewhat natural because, you've been listening to a lot of music. So if you listen to quite a bit of music, just naturally you start to, like, have this creative juices flowing, and then you can really just start to, like, piece things together. So, I mean, it's really, really cool to see things come to life. We tend to create things that we didn't really intend to in the first place, and I think that's really a lot of how my music comes out. I try something new, I try something out, see how it sounds. If I like it, great. If I don't, then I can tweak it. Maybe something sounds kind of right, and then you have to tweak it to make the puzzle fit. It's like putting the puzzle together. When you get the piece and you try to put it, it may not fit at first, but sometimes you have to turn the piece around, you have to rotate it. And I think that's the tweaking part of making music. You have to tweak a few notes here and there, maybe move things around, get the timing different. And that's 100% where we're at these days. So I'm just super, super excited for, the genre as a whole and just music. So what are some of the other things that I've learned in my session? Because I spent a good, 2 hours producing just right now. So my ears are a little shot. Okay, it's late, of course. I used a whole lot of effects, I was just having fun with it. There's no rules when it comes to... building the drop and how you want it to sound, and the grooves. I mean, you can change them up and you can really make things sound different and unique. And so, like, I think that's really where I'm at these days. I want there to be fresh ideas. You know, I want to sound fresh. I don't want to sound like everybody else. And I think the best way to do that is to not try to copy somebody, like, you know, word for word or build for build, you know, drop for drop. I mean, sure, you know, you do it and it sounds cool and, you know, maybe it's a little familiar to the audience, so they might resonate with it better. But, like, you know, at the end of the day, you don't want cookie cutter tracks. Like, you basically want things that you can play out for a lifetime, you know. You kind of want things that are never going to get old. And I think the best way to make a tech house song and it never get old is you being original with it, you know. If you put a lot of originality into it, what's going to happen is, like, 5 or 10 years later, when you listen to it again, you're actually going to really enjoy it, you know, because it's still got that original flavor. And it's unique, you know, it's not something that you can find everywhere else, you know. If you're able to go down the street and you find the same item at every store, is it unique? No, it's pretty common. So just think about that when you're making your music, you know, you want it to be unique and you want it to have an original flavor. And I think that goes in with you putting your originality into it. Yeah, there's just so many cookie cutter tracks that producers are making, and really they're doing it because they think that it's gonna go viral that way, or that it's gonna blow up, you know, the audience is gonna love it. And what the audience really cares about, what people really care about, is, you know, unique, fresh, original, with a hint of familiarity. So do with that as you will. But I'm super, super happy with the original flavors that I've been throwing into these tracks. And, you know, they're really cool because I'm still learning. You know, I'm still trying to get the hang of producing down. And, you know, I got a lot of tips and tricks that I use, and a whole lot of mixing techniques, and then, of course, you know, some mastering techniques. But at the end of the day, like, it should be fun. Should be having fun with the genre. You know, one thing I didn't get to mention was the sub bass, you know, the lower end of the song. And you know, that has a groove to it that's also usually on the offbeat. But yeah, that sub bass just has to be, you know, bumping. Like, it has to bounce. And yeah, in tech house, it's all about getting that low end proper. You know, that low end just has to be banging. I mean, I've heard some really, really amazing tech house tracks that are just have perfect low end. And so I think, you know, the way to do that is to establish a good relationship between your kick and your bass. And I'm not someone that gets it perfect every time, you know, but I definitely do know a good low end when I hear it, and I'm sure you guys do too. So yeah, that's really, really the gist of what I was trying to get. But I'm gonna be doing more podcasting. It is called Scorpion Daily, so I should be doing one a day, and it doesn't really take much time, or planning, for that matter. But I hope this brought you some value. Let me know if you guys enjoy the production, the music producer side of me, because I know I don't really show that often, and there's a number of excuses I can give, but the reality is, I'm passionate about this stuff, so, and I talk about it all the time. So if I can, you know, talk about it more, I definitely will. I am really, really enjoying the way that music has been going lately. You know, it wasn't long ago I can remember where I put music off for a whole year. and just didn't do music. And it wasn't good. Wasn't good for my mental health, and it wasn't good for my sanity. But you know, it's just a testament to, if you're passionate about something, you have to want to. Live it out. You're gonna have to want to live out your passion. So by living your passion, you can be fulfilled. You can be happy. But big mistake that I made was pushing it off and, you know, pushing it away. It's definitely a bad thing to do for yourself. Because if you're a creative or you're an artist, no matter what kind of art you make, if you're creative, like, you have to get that out. And if you don't, it kind of like messes with you a little bit. You know, some people get sad, some people get angry, some people, it's an outlet, you know. So you have to utilize it, you know. It's an outlet, so do with that as you will. But, if you're a producer, definitely hit me up. Would love to connect. And, I'm just super excited. I got, one collaboration in the works. There's a second one that I'm trying to do. Things are really, really exciting. So, appreciate you guys. This has been Scorpion Daily, signing off.